what is going on with our modern day athlete that some of them just can't get it done.
You couldn't cover a three-legged cow.
You're crazy like a fox, and I got crazy a mission like for you.
Oh, I'll bet you 3-1.
Well, make it simple. I'm not doing anything stupid.
This is Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production.
I would take Bryce Harper, take him to Armenia just to breed.
I gotta tell you, not to be gay, but the guy looked good.
Today's program, Not So Fast, is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/not-so-fast. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player. I'm Tony, my man Jono, my man Jimbo, and my man Tio here on this Thursday edition of the program. Coming up, we got a new way to decide games in the NHL.
Hey, let's go back to that. I love that audiobook stuff.
You do love audiobooks, Jono.
Every time I go to work, I got an audiobook. That's a great deal. What place is that again?
Just go www.audibletrial.com.
I'm on it.
/not-so-fast, because we want the credit, and choose from one of 180,000 titles.
What is it exactly you like about it? You struggle to read?
I struggle to read. I fall asleep. I think audiobooks are the best way to go about it.
Don't fall asleep driving.
Wasn't there a Seinfeld episode where George didn't like to hear his...
He had to read Breakfast at Tiffany's, I believe, and instead decided to watch the movie, which had been previously
rented.
Tony,
I'm going to... No.
No, that's not the one. That's not the one.
It was Risk Management, if you remember.
Risk Management.
That's true.
Thank you.
That's true.
I've been dominating him on Seinfeld lately, haven't I?
Yes, he is the master.
Who gives a shit?
There's a lot of people that give a shit.
That show is so old now.
Oh, my God.
You're a big fan of
Curb,
though.
Cheers was better anyway.
You're a big fan of Curb. You love Larry David.
Yeah, I love Larry David.
You'd love to hang out with him, wouldn't you?
Oh,
have you seen his daughter? Larry David's daughter is a smoke show.
No way.
A 10. Shocking. She's a 10.
Who's her mom?
I have no idea.
Because I can't believe she got her looks from her dad.
No.
Yikes. Boy, he's proof that if you're rich and famous, you can pick up some gals.
What are you talking about?
I Goomba.
Bet the guy's got a great personality. I bet he was a good-looking dude at a young age. What are you talking about? Everything that you say sometimes, it just annoys the shit out of me. You know that?
Well, that's my lot in life.
I think that's your lot in life.
Yes, I'm going to annoy the shit out of
me. He was put on this earth, Jono.
Just to annoy the shit out of me.
That's right.
All. And you know what else annoys the shit out? I got to tell you right now. This is sports related. I seen this.
Okay. Tell me.
And this is about this whole thing. I don't know if you guys have checked it out or not, but all these NFL teams, these Major League Baseball teams, and all these professional teams get paid to put up a big football field-sized flag. I thought it was Jerry's World. I thought Jerry was doing it out of kindness for the United States of America. No, Jerry gets paid in full by the U.S.
It's fucking despicable is what it is. You have soldiers over there that don't have enough body armor. You have people that get shot that are in the VA.
I know. I couldn't believe
it. Can't get their bills paid for, and they're giving millions of dollars to the professional sports league.
I really honestly thought, and then on top of that, you told me, T.O., that NASCAR even is part of this. These big-time rednecks that I thought loved their country.
Tony told you about NASCAR. I don't give two shits about NASCAR.
I saw that article you're talking about, though, Jono, and I went and pulled it. NASCAR got $1.5 million this year.
$1.5
million. What could that do for these veterans' displays? Coming back that have been injured serving our country?
But I think you guys are missing the point.
No, we're not missing the point.
What's Jimbo's point?
I understand that like emotional side of it, like the money should be used for this. But it's all about making people feel good about the military when sometimes there are things that happen.
That is so
wrong. But it's the fact. That's how marketing works. And they're no different than anybody else.
On that?
They have to recruit people. People don't join if they don't like it.
Should patriotism be marketed
or bought? But with social media, with
and
the news being the way it
be
is,
doing it?
listen, with social media the way it is, with news reporting the way things are, you can get a bad feeling about your military. Believe me, if people started feeling bad about our military in this country, we would be in big trouble.
Don't you think people would feel bad about the military if they know what's going on?
With the military, man. It's called national pride. That's all we're doing here. I don't see a Marine when I see that big flag being put from one end of the goalpost to the other. I look at it like national pride. I don't look at, oh, this is a recruiting purpose. They're out to get my kid or whatever like that.
Listen, it's a new day and age, okay? People, there's no call to arms like there used to be.
You think they're getting a return on their investment, spending that much money?
Well, because here's the problem. Okay,
it's taxpayers' dollars.
No. It's not like a traditional business. What happens if people quit signing up?
Hey, you know what? I've been quit getting quality. I've been at bars watching games. Not one time have I seen a kid suddenly go, "Oh my God!"
The fan base.
I gotta join the military.
No, you're missing my point. You're making this an either or thing. It's not. It's about how you generally feel. And again, I haven't even thought about it enough to say I agree or disagree. I'm telling you that I don't think it was looked at as we're going to spend all this money to advertise for nothing. It's about how you feel about it and puts it in a positive light.
Which makes me think of all these soldiers that come back, their kid throwing a first pitch. I'm wondering if all this is stage two now.
See, I am too. I am too. I'm wondering how much of what I'm seeing is real and out of the goodness of the organization's heart, or if this reunion between a father and a daughter or the father and the kids is bought and paid for by the Department of Defense.
When it comes to something like that, do you care?
Yeah, I care. Yeah.
The bottom line is that it was a great moment. It was a great moment.
Oh, bullshit. Now I think it's all bullshit.
Not if it's paid for.
Who are the people that are in attendance at NFL games? It's the middle class and the upper class. That's not exactly the people.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Statistically, it's true. Yeah. It's middle class and upper class.
All right.
That's not your demographic that you're going to get soldiers from. So if you're saying that it's a marketing ploy.
Okay, well, then what do you think it is? What do you logically think?
I
used to say this all the time when I'd go to Blues games. Why is Boeing sponsoring the Blues? What can anybody there possibly buy?
Oh, we can't buy an F-15.
Why does Ameren sponsor the power play? You have to use them. Why do people do this then?
It's
because of how you view them.
Support.
It is to not forget about the troops.
I'm telling you.
It's branding.
Listen.
This has got nothing to do with the military.
It absolutely does.
No, it doesn't. It's okay. Their way.
I'll tell you what. I challenge you then. Okay, listen. I'm telling you. I'm only good at a few things in this world, and this is one of them.
Well, shoot it out.
I know what I'm talking about when it comes to marketing.
All right, let's hear it.
So I challenge you, get somebody on the horn, Tony, from them, and I guarantee you that this is exactly why they're
doing it. Yeah, let's be honest.
Let me read you some stuff, though, because I want to put some perspective on this. This is from the Washington Post. In all, the military services reported that $53 million in spending on marketing and advertising contracts with sports teams between 2012 and 2015. $53 million. I don't have a problem with the Department of Defense advertising for the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. I don't have a problem with that at all. But I have a problem, and I feel a little crazy when I see a display of military appreciation at a game. When I've witnessed this firsthand, Jim, not everybody's rising to their feet right away. A couple people get up, then a couple more people, and then everybody stands up.
And that's why they're doing it.
Everybody stands up because it feels like forced patriotism. And it's certainly paid patriotism at this point.
Hey, here's one thing that I do think that this is why this is going down. It's not about the military. It's what actions this country takes throughout the world, and they just want them to endorse it. They want the public to endorse whatever this country's doing.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not about the military, though.
It absolutely is. They want you to feel good about it.
To support what's going on.
Not support.
That's 100% it.
Not one particular act. They want you to look favorably upon them with a favorable light.
I do look favorably upon our military.
They had signs in their yards that said, I support the troops. Who the hell didn't support the troops when all that
went
down?
Everyone does.
This is the whole thing. Bullshit. I didn't see one guy that said, I'm against
really?
The troops.
Really? Did you ever come across one guy who was against our soldiers?
Our soldiers.
I'm talking the why we're doing it. There's all that kind of stuff. That's what I was saying.
But see, the why is not the military. That's what John was saying. The why is the nebulous sort of government foreign policy. The military is the arm that enforces or extends that policy.
Right. Okay. We're getting way off sports topics and
But let me tell you something.
Here. Okay, but here's the deal. Okay, it's just like we live in this country, so to everybody else, we're Americans, whether we agree with our policy or not. It's the same thing with the military. They are trying to make their and again, we can call it a brand, whatever you want to call it.
It is a brand.
Okay. They are trying to make their brand appeasable. They're trying to make it more
brainwashing.
Okay, but hang on. I will say this. And listen, I am agreeing with that. The one thing that you may not want to admit is, and you said it earlier, and this is what I was getting at, and I'll just say it then.
Go.
Okay, yes. It's the kids that are at the game. That's why they're doing it.
Yes.
Because as your kids grow up, they need to have a good feel to want to enlist in the military and make a career of it.
It's the wrong demographic.
And I'm not. No, it's not.
No,
they want more of those. No. I understand that. They need more
middle class to upper class.
For lack of a better term, they don't need infantry guys.
They need more officer, logistics, statistics.
I don't know how you could put a 100-yard flag up on the field and you're saying that's going to attract more soldiers.
But that becomes an event. Okay. You have the servicemen all around it, and you know they've done it for the firefighters and the police officers on 9/11. You know, comparing it to that.
I never said I wanted to be a fireman after that.
But it is. They do that because it makes everybody feel warm.
Okay,
it makes everybody remember.
What he's saying though is they recruit from that, and not one time after 9/11 I said I want to be a fireman.
A lot of people did.
I don't know. Sure.
Well, you're not built for it.
So in this report, which by the way, guys, was overseen and released by Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake, both Republicans from Arizona.
McCain's a huge sports guy. He once compared UFC and MMA fighting to cockfighting. So great sports guy.
So
yeah, McCain is a village idiot, though.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
He said MMA was human cockfighting. 100%.
I can't believe I'm agreeing with McCain.
Well, his 145-page report, or whoever authored it for the two senators, because they didn't write it, 18 NFL teams have received money, 10 Major League Baseball teams have, 8 NBA teams, 6 NHL teams, 8 soccer teams, as well as NASCAR.
Are they strategically placed? I'm curious.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, too. For instance, let me give you this, then. The Atlanta Falcons were the top recipients, getting almost $900,000 over the last 4 years.
What bases are there?
Demographics, probably.
Do we know what bases
Fort Benning,
there?
Georgia.
Boom.
Georgia has some of the biggest military installations that there are. Over the same period, the New England Patriots received $700,000, the Buffalo Bills $650,000.
Curious, where would Detroit stand since they recruit so much in Detroit?
Yeah, I don't think there's Detroit's not mentioned
in
here.
So that doesn't even make sense to me. According to you, they're out for the military people. Detroit recruits more than anyone. From the inner city.
Jimbo
they
was
don't
saying they're
want
looking for
inner city kids.
They need people to do the new military, the new age. They need hackers.
Like,
it's not okay. I think one of the things that for us born in the late 60s, early 70s, Jono, we got to divorce
early
ourselves.
Early 80s.
Well, you didn't it's true for you too, Tim. We didn't grow up in this age. We grew up in the Vietnam age where they needed grunts.
Here, I'll say it. God forbid all hell break loose. Because when our grandpas, when all hell broke loose, they marched out of their house
the next day
and went and signed up.
Yep.
I can assure you that would not happen today.
If
the Canadians and Mexicans attack, I'll be the first one to go, okay?
But that's not what happened in World War II or World War I.
Well, we did get attacked in World War II.
Okay.
And also in World War I.
Last question on this. When they do something at the ballpark, whether it's paid for or not, do you feel like you're being emotionally tugged at on purpose? Because again, I've seen the crowd, like everyone's appreciative, but I'm not. I see a lot of people who are like, okay, I got to stand up now because they got the guy on top of the dugout.
You know what? The perfect example of this is singing, is it God Bless America they sing in the seventh inning now?
Yes.
They never did that before at 9/11.
No, it's a new thing, right?
And they've continued to do it. And it's something that just drives people crazy because, you know, seventh inning stretch, you take me out to the ballgame. They now sing God Bless America with that.
I'm really wondering about that.
I've been at ballgames and people are just like, they're still doing this?
I'm just judging the crowd's reaction, Jim, because
you're at a four-hour baseball game,
yeah.
And then you're going to stretch it out another 5-10 minutes to have someone come out and sing God Bless America.
Once again, it's why they're doing it.
Once again.
That, everybody's that, opinion.
That makes me feel nothing about the military when they're singing God Bless America.
To
move on.
It's absolutely no different than seeing a commercial on TV if it makes you think about something that you're interested in. That's all.
You got a thought on this topic, we welcome your input, and you can give us that input now by emailing us at info@notsofastpodcast.com. That's info@notsofastpodcast.com. Also, check out our brand new website, notsofastpodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter @notsofastshow. And of course, folks, like us on Facebook. That's the easiest thing to do. Facebook.com/notsofastshow. Very, very simple.
Hey, I'm going to say one more thing before we leave this talk because I know what's coming. Okay, and I'm going to say this. The reality of it is this. All I'm stating is what's actually happening. Of course, it would be nice if everybody was emotionally moved and you didn't need it. But that's not what's happening. It's a fact. If it was happening, they wouldn't do it. And I just and it's only by luck that I happen to know a guy that his job is to recruit, and he can tell you when things go on in this world and how things happen, how the recruiting goes up and
down. So basically, you got to manipulate, and
You're not manipulating.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not. You're selling your product. You're selling
your American flag. We're not buying into recruitment.
Well, okay. So there you go. You just answered your own question.
No,
people are not signing up.
My own question, because I'm saying to you right now.
Okay.
I'm buying into the flag. I'm not buying into you. Recruiting my ass.
Okay. Guess what?
Go blow yourself. I don't care.
People aren't signing up for the flag anymore.
Well,
there you go.
That's not my fault.
Can I ask you guys a question? Because I was in high school in the late 90s. Did the recruiters come to school when you guys were in high school?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They had an orientation.
Yes. They would set up, and did they not target a certain type of kid when they were in the common area or wherever they were at?
No, I got it. In my experience, T.O., they targeted everyone, but in two different ways. One was, if you're not college-bound, you may be talked to at one level. On the other hand, there were specific military recruiters who wanted to know, were you interested in trying to apply for one of the academies or to an ROTC program at any number of colleges? Because they're kind of looking for, they're looking for the numbers. But
they had a profile.
What Jim is saying, they were looking for officer candidate material
So you've got this opinion that the Army's for the dummies. That's what you're saying.
For 85%, yes.
Basically.
But it's not anymore. It's not the military anymore.
I'm talking about when I was in high school in 2000.
I think it had even changed then, though.
It hadn't. Yeah.
What do we have now that you didn't have in 2000?
It's all high school grads.
They targeted certain kids. They had profiles for kids that they would talk to.
Yeah, okay. He's right.
Do you agree?
Right. Yeah.
No.
They're picking up inner.
We were all targeted at my school.
It was
that's fine, but I'm telling you who's joining in, and that's mostly the inner city black kids from Detroit and so forth. That's what it's all coming down to.
And that's why they're doing what they're doing
They're gonna pick up millions of officers.
The thing is, I had a buddy that got accepted in the Air Force Academy out of high school. He didn't end up going, but he was reached out to through different arms, not through the recruiters. So. I feel like the people that you're talking about, Jimbo, these are high ACT scores, high SAT scores that those kids reach out to, the Air Force Academy.
Like my kid's gonna
Navy.
Get
or the Naval Academy or West Point.
Right. Don't you agree?
Right. No, I agree. Right. They look for officer grade material,
and I think those kids seek it out.
Yeah, okay.
It's a combination of both. I think
they're gonna spend $50 million to pick up an officer kid when they're not taking care of the soldiers out in Afghanistan or Iraq.
It's complete bullshit.
With the structure,
that's their PR nightmare.
So forth, when the veterans RPGs blowing up underneath it, they don't even have the right structure on these tanks.
When the Veterans Administration is in the shape it's in, and when you have heard stories about parents sending Kevlar overseas, then this smacks pretty painfully to a lot of people.
And then, I also heard that they don't even they don't even buy tickets for these guys to come home.
What would make a kid want to join the Army when they hear that?
Okay, so how much money have they spent on this?
$53 million. And here's what you're going to see.
That's right. $53 million is not going to get it done. But
no.
You know what does get it done? spending $53 million on marketing to make everybody feel warm and fuzzy about it, and then all the other stuff they do, they get their money because people approve.
Again, folks, you can...
That's where you get $1 billion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can email us your thoughts on this topic, because it is a good one. info@notsofastpodcast.com. Hey, go to iTunes, Stitcher, or any major podcast out and click subscribe, and leave it. And just, folks, leave us a five-star rating and review. First of all, you know we're five-star quality. So just
my
go
shirt
there.
Says so.
Yeah, T.O. wears a five-star shirt just like the five oak leaves or stars on a general.
I have like 10 colors.
So go there,
it's
subscribe
like
on iTunes.
Too.
I mean, yeah, subscribe on Stitcher.
I have one more thing I want to go
blow
with
out
on
your
this.
Ass. No, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
It's in relation to you, Jono.
Oh, okay.
You're one of the most patriotic people I know.
Oh, there you go.
You love your country.
I love this country.
It's true.
But what about, you were born in Armenia.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
You love... You are the proudest person I know when it comes to their country.
Right, right.
How do people go about the military
in Armenia?
Yes. How does it differ from here?
You have to join the military in Armenia because it's a small country. It's like Israel.
Yeah, it's like Israel.
You have to join the military, and you know what? Down the line, I think that you're going to have to join this army too because. We're stirring a lot of stuff throughout the world, but that's a whole different story. And you know what? Let's just go on. I'm very curious to know what our people out there are going to say about
this.
I
want the
too.
Feedback on this one as well, Jono. And just a reminder, all of the shows that we have for you on the Lineup Media Group, like, for instance, Behind the Eight Ball, might very well be tackling this very subject.
Oh,
check it out.
We're going to bring it up. We're going to bring
it
up.
Check it out. Yep. At lineupmediagroup.com. That's lineupmediagroup.com. All right, boys. Someone in this room got all four teams in the college football playoff correct.
Tony, it was bullshit. And I'll tell you why. They picked LSU and Alabama as your top four. How the hell does that go down? They're playing the safe card right there because these two are going to play each other this coming weekend.
Well, how the hell does it go down? Because I think if you're
one
asked,
of them league, one of them's not going to be there.
If you're asked, tell me the best
they
four
took
today.
The easy way out.
What shocks me, they clearly like the Big Ten and they clearly like the SEC.
And they hate the Big 12, which I'm all for.
Yep. You called that last show, John. You said the Big 12's a joke.
Yeah, but my friends, I'm telling you right now, they did the SEC on purpose because they know that one of them's going to get knocked out. I'm telling you, Clemson is the team that they didn't even...
They clearly value Clemson's win over Notre Dame as the biggest win in college football this year.
I just cannot understand how they could have two SEC teams. They took the easy way out.
So let me ask a question. Let's say Alabama beats LSU. LSU is a one-loss team.
Alabama beats LSU.
LSU, then, you know, their schedules are very similar. LSU wins out. They don't get to play in the conference championship game, obviously, because Alabama would be the representative.
That's right.
But Bama being there with one loss, facing similar opponents, LSU being one loss with similar opponents. Does that one-loss LSU team get in over an undefeated TCU?
I don't think so.
Stupid. They should all have an 8-12 game playoff. Let's decide on that. This
a one-loss
really
Alabama's
stupid.
Going to, though. So how can a one-loss LSU not?
Well, I just don't. Because
LSU's loss is more significant than Alabama's loss. They lost to Mississippi.
I think part of the problem is we still consider losses instead of just wins.
Yep.
Because when I
look at... Well, why is Notre Dame number five right now? Because they lost to Clemson at Clemson.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean their schedule has not been the murderer's row schedule that they've had the last 5 years.
They're set up like nobody's business.
They are set up, boy. Oh, because they got Stanford coming
up. All they
got
to do is wait for teams to fall.
Yep.
Like, nobody came out
of
there.
There's one falling for sure.
That's my point.
Four next week.
That's my point. Notre Dame's sitting there going, this is
beautiful.
We agree.
And by the
way, we agree 100%.
They beat Temple. They only beat Temple by four. So,
hey,
back to the AAC.
Jimbo and John will agree on something.
You do?
Back to the AAC. Those teams are for real.
Who are the? Oh, the American.
Yes.
Yeah.
The AAC.
The AAC. Yeah.
Memphis's quarterback is number one on a lot of the draft boards.
Just
right now.
Go buy a Memphis jersey already.
I'm telling you, it's going to be.
Memphis.
I'm telling you right now, there is going to be some serious shit go down if Memphis is undefeated.
No, there's nothing going to go
yes,
down.
Yes, you wait
no,
and see.
Who cares about Memphis?
You wait
they're
and
not
see.
Sexy,
the people
dude.
In Memphis.
Yeah, no kidding.
They beat Ole Miss.
They do have barbecue there.
It's great.
Good barbecue.
Great barbecue.
They're gonna if they beat Temple, it's a team that lost by four to Notre Dame.
Oh, who cares?
You know, Temple beat Penn State.
Who do you want to see? Who do you want to see?
Flies.
Was Temple the game where the Notre Dame quarterback got hurt?
No, this was just last weekend.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
Who do you want to see, Jono?
Who would I like to see?
Yeah, because
I'd like to see. I'd like to see, for one, I'd like to see every conference have a championship game.
That would be a start.
Where do you cut it off at? What conference? I mean, you got your Power Five.
Right. Right.
And then.
Again, if for all these little teams like the Memphis, if you want to move up in status-wise, you're going to have to almost, on your open schedule, you're going to have to take on
the SEC. They played Ole Miss this year. They played Miami.
You're going to have to. You're going to have to.
They're going to have to keep doing that, is what I'm saying.
You're going to have to do that all the time to get my respect.
And the conference is not bad. I mean, that's my whole point. This isn't your Boise State from seven years ago.
It is. It's like a Fairmont Park taking on an Arlington Park. It's like a you may win one or two, but you're not going to consistently
They have a victory over the team that beat Alabama. And I know you can say, well, this team beat this team, so they're better than that team. It's not saying that.
No, I'm saying every conference has to have a championship. You can't get around that anymore. I mean, Big 12, they took the easy way out this last couple years.
Do they have them on this year or not?
No.
Still no conference championship. That is
no.
Unreal.
I hope the Big 12 implodes. I really do. I dislike everything about the Big 12. I dislike the University of Texas so much. I think you showed me a stat, Tio, that said the University of Texas is even down to 7th in recruiting in the state of Texas.
They are getting beat in recruiting. I think Rice is the only Division I program in Texas that's recruiting.
The Egghead School is
at
the
a
only
lower
one.
Standard.
I guess the Longhorn Channel's not bringing them in.
Houston has a better ranked class. Texas Tech, TCU, Texas A&M. Houston has a top 25 class right now.
Houston!
They are taking kids out of Texas that Texas would have never lost.
But here's my question. Who is deciding these classes that they're the same guys that are speculating on oil that make our gas prices go up that just one day go, let's do this.
You'd be shocked if you went back at the last 4 years and look at the top 100
rankings.
There's
a huge corollary
how good they are right now. They've gotten a lot better over the last 4 or 5 years.
What they've discovered, Jimbo, over the last 10 years is you cannot win a national championship without a top 5 recruiting class. It hasn't happened. It's probably
Jimbo's questioning the rankings, how they come up with these kids.
Yeah,
being
that's
this
my
and that.
Question.
But,
I, you know,
I'm telling you.
I don't know how Condoleezza Rice is even in this precision.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
How the hell did they get this cheese ball that said Saddam had chemical weapons? How the hell do you get this woman even in the Masters? She's
big
part
golfer.
Of Augusta now. She's part of the...
Oh, she is an Augusta National.
Yeah, she was
only woman is part of Augusta. Wow. I'm telling you, what the hell did she do?
I don't know.
What I want to know is, what are her qualifications to be on this committee?
She has none. She has none. I would put Tio up. No, he would.
No, I would.
The idiot would take Memphis.
He'd give it a degree of detached thought. I don't know what goes on in the room either. I've asked you, though, who do you want? Because I got the four teams right because I know what.
How did you do that?
Because I know
that
how the committee thinks.
I think that's dumb. Well, how do you get LSU and Alabama? That's taking the easy way out.
Because you're asked to tell who are the best four right now. And right now, that's the best four. Now,
there's no way one of those two teams is going to be out. They got conference.
No, see, you're looking ahead. Don't look ahead. But by Saturday night at midnight, we know one of them is going to be out. And as Jimbo said, Notre Dame is sitting there going, yippee, all we have to do is win. Easy.
And Notre Dame equals ratings, and they will be there if it's close because they love them.
See, Tim's a little younger than us. I keep going back to this. But we grew up in that era when Notre Dame could do no wrong, right?
Yeah.
Whenever Notre Dame was good, it was shoved down your throat.
Yeah. I used to love when Miami and Florida State used to beat them.
Almost every one of my friends.
I hate Florida State, but I'm telling you, back then, I used to love when Notre Dame got beat by Florida State or Miami.
Every one of my close friends, are all Catholic. And what drives me crazy is
Catholics drive you crazy.
No. It's my buddies they're all the biggest closet Notre Dame fans. You don't hear shit about Notre Dame.
I have watched a football game with one of his friends who I would have thought had $10,000 on the game the way he reacted to some third string fullback breaking a tackle.
Yeah.
You aren't exaggerating.
And the thing is, you didn't hear shit about them 2 years before when they weren't any good. It's so incredibly frustrating. This year in the NCAA tournament, I start getting text messages from these assholes that have never mentioned basketball. And because they're close to beating Kentucky, I'm getting these text messages and I'm like,
well, we don't like your Kentucky.
That's fine, but they're idiots. Notre Dame,
Kentucky?
That fan base. their fans aren't, I mean, I'll come out and say it now, their fans aren't very bright either. I went to the SEC tournament 1 year, and the second night I went out on Bourbon Street, I did not wear anything with Kentucky on it because I was so embarrassed of these people.
Try going to the Kentucky Derby on the infield.
I have. Oh, what an experience.
I tell you what, there's
a lot of ugly girls there.
No, but they're crazy, and there are a lot of Kentucky fans that are in there that I'm telling you, another hour, they probably would have had a human sacrifice.
Yeah, you get the right combination of weather and booze at that track.
Oh my God.
Forget it.
It was unbelievable. Jimbo, you've been to the Derby.
It's a great display of memories.
Never seen a horse.
I never have either. I think I saw like Fusiachi Pegasus's rump one time go by, and that was about it.
You could tell that was
I don't know. I don't know for sure. I just know I think he won the race that day.
I have a funny Derby story. My dad is a very simple guy.
How simple is he?
Would he be recruited by the Army? Is he that simple?
100%. 100%. Not even going to say not. He does not leave the town he's from. He does not like driving on the interstate.
Yeah.
So he goes down to Kentucky Derby, and he is excited as excited could be. He has infield passes. He gets there, did not see a horse. He was devastated.
He was devastated?
Because he had no idea. He thought he was just going to walk in and be like on the rail or something.
No.
At the local track.
You can still see the horses in the infield.
You got to make a little effort.
He was so upset. I kid you not. He left the race so he could go watch it.
Now, wait. Did they tie him to a post in the infield? Well, how the hell did he see a horse?
I can watch the race at the race. They have huge screens.
I'm telling you, he left before the race started, went somewhere and watched it because he couldn't see anything. I'm not making this up.
Typical.
So the first time my dad's ever been out of the state of Illinois, it was not the best experience.
Oh my God. It's like Homer Simpson's family.
All right, folks. If you enjoy the show.
I can't see the horses, boy.
If you enjoy the show, please share Not So Fast with your friends. Share it, boy. On Facebook, on Twitter, by email, any way that you can communicate with people. You can share the show Not So Fast. And again, NotSoFastPodcast.com.
I love Not So Fast.
Jimbo, is there a new sheriff among NFL quarterbacks emerging?
I
know there's one leaving.
What? Okay, we're going to get back on that. We were talking today. Has Andy Dalton exercised his demons in Pittsburgh?
Wait,
he finally beat the Steelers, right?
He did.
Can I tell the people one thing real quick about Jimbo?
Tell the people.
I gave him a loser this week.
Yeah.
And what's he do? He goes opposite. I told him.
He faded on you?
Oh, I told him that the Colts are going to get their butts kicked. I think Andrew Luck sucks, and that's what I told him. Take Carolina, and what's he do? He doesn't even jump on it.
The deal was, and then I had posted him. I had my
terrible.
Boy.
He had a terrible play there.
Terrible? Was it terrible?
Terrible.
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 All right. No, I said, well, the logical play here is to take whoever's playing the Patriots,
logical.
And it was the Dolphins, and I had to listen to two over
I
here.
I love logical.
Tell me that two told me that Miami was, since they made their coaching change, they were 2-0, and you looked at me and said, I don't like that one. I like something else. If you guys would have just let me pick the game
winner.
I wanted.
I gave you a winner, Jimbo.
They should have lost that game.
I'll take responsibility for that. That was my fault.
How do you listen to Owens?
Gave you Arizona over Cleveland, right?
They should have lost that game, too.
Did they win the game?
I don't care. Listen, I will say this. In honor of your ignorance, T.O.,
yeah.
And I love Jim Rome.
He is ignorant.
I'm going to start calling you two instead of T.O., just like he used to call Terrell Owens two.
And call me whatever you want.
Okay. So from now on, I'm calling you two.
Talking about the Browns real quick, what's everybody thinking about Manziel?
Manziel's in.
Manziel's getting the start tonight.
Manziel is what Cleveland needs. I'm telling you right now, this is the guy that won the game, and then he says, I'm ready to play, coach. And he goes, nope, I'm going to go with, what's his name, McCown. What the hell was he thinking? This guy was just catching on fire. You're not going far with McCown.
McCown has better stats than Peyton Manning this year.
Oh, for love of God. Can you hold off on that bullshit for 1 minute? I'm telling you, this is what Cleveland needed. This is their guy. It took 5 years for this Dalton to come around for Cincinnati.
Yep.
Now he's mature enough to do it.
He's been in the playoffs every year.
this is the guy that Dalton, though, is the, this is his year that he shines.
Dalton's made the playoffs every year. That's crazy.
Okay, but no one gives a shit about that.
He hasn't put it in the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, but what we're saying is that, and then what I was getting at was, it seems like all these teams that go on runs that seem like, okay, they're going to get over, they always have that one team. Like, wasn't it Cleveland Cavaliers with Jordan? Remember that? And finally beat Cleveland in the playoffs. They want to same
the
thing
shot on
them.
Craig Elo.
Yeah. So the thing is here is, you know, for the longest time they've had to deal with the Steelers in that division.
They
and
have.
As good as they were, they just couldn't.
Yeah. Well.
And now they go into Pittsburgh, and I know Bell gets hurt, but they basically walk into Pittsburgh and beat them with Roethlisberger back. By the way.
Okay. Not so fast, my friend. There's a team in the AFC. If they beat that team, then we're talking. I don't care about your Steelers or whatever. But I'm talking about there's a team in New England named Tom Brady.
The name's Tom Brady?
Yeah, he owns that town.
The New England Tom Brady's.
The New England Tom Brady.
I like it.
That's what it's all about. Is when Tom Brady leaves, then you'll see New England of Steve Grogan era.
You know, I was the biggest Patriots fan growing up.
You would be.
I was. I loved.
Tell your Bledsoe story.
I like my Kentucky team, and I like the world champion New England Patriots.
Drew Bledsoe was my favorite athlete growing up. Oh, when he got hurt.
You didn't ask for much, did
and
you?
And they inserted Brady.
Douche.
I hated the Patriots for years.
Oh, really?
It's funny. Once they started winning, I didn't care because Bledsoe was with the shitty Bills and the shitty Cowboys after that, and I supported them.
Okay,
but those weren't good teams. I'm not taking a shot at you.
I know. We weren't good.
But it's one of those things to where you have this team that you could like, and I couldn't like him. I hated Robert Kraft.
All right, fine.
But now Brady, I have the utmost respect for that guy.
Yeah, like I said, they're called New England Tom Brady's.
And I find myself rooting for these teams. Like, I'm really not partial to any pro teams, but I want there to be a dynasty in my generation. I want to see a team reel off.
Haven't you already seen it?
Yeah, they've won three Super Bowls. Yeah, I mean, what else do they got to do?
What's the guy got to do?
But I mean, I'm just talking about
you. I'm
like,
just saying
they
need to go undefeated for 3 years.
I don't know if you can see that, but they certainly are the closest thing to the Steelers of the 70s
ever going to see.
That's
what I'm
saying. Steelers were not the
Steelers. Whoa.
They weren't. You had the Miami Dolphins.
Well, they won 4 out of 6.
They
won 4 out of 6.
Miami Dolphins that went undefeated in the early 70s. You had the Cowboys that
14-game season, too.
Cowboys won 2 Super Bowls in the 70s. I mean,
Steelers won four.
They didn't win
they
four.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
Not in the 70s.
Yes, they did. 9, 10, 13, and 14.
What years were they?
1975, 1976, 1979, and 1980. Super Bowl.
1980.
Okay.
Yeah, January of 1980.
They won 4 and 6 years.
They won 3 years. That's the 79 season, though.
But they won three. They won three in the 70s.
They won four.
They won
four.
They won four in a span of six years
in the 1970s.
If you want to argue over a month, you're going to get Village Idiot of the Week. I can tell you that.
I'll deserve it then because I'm telling you right now, the 1970s, it was well-rounded. Every team was playing hard. You had the Dolphins. You had the Cowboys. You had Steelers. You had the Raiders that were tough back then, too.
Here, simple math from third grade. You got a 4 on this side and a 2 on this side.
Which way is
the arrow go
and
for greater than?
An undefeated team that went undefeated.
Guess what? That undefeated team gets one win. They won once.
Undefeated the entire season. No one ever has
Can you do the math?
That.
My daughter's doing this right now.
I don't
you
even
got
need
a four?
Common Core. I don't even need Common
you
Core.
You got a 4 over here and a 2 over here. Which way is the greater than sign go?
Let me see there, boy.
Boy.
You got 4 there. You got 2 boy. There. I'll take all of them.
You got 2 in 10 years. They got 4 and 6.
This is the worst defense I've ever heard a Cowboys fan put up.
Yeah,
it really is.
This is Cowboy fan right
here. No.
They're the Cowboys. They can't
Franco Harris didn't even catch that goddamn ball. Okay. All right? He picked that off the goddamn floor.
All right.
So are the Patriots the Bulls of the 90s and the Lakers and Celtics of the 80s?
Yeah, they've won 4 Super Bowls since Super Bowl 36, so that's 4 in 15 years. They've lost 2, one, the dramatic, you know, closing out a perfect season
because
and lose it. So they've been to 6 Super Bowls in 15 years.
Everyone around here wants to talk about the Cardinals dynasty, which they've won runs.
It's a playoff type of dynasty, but it's not a championship type of dynasty.
I want to see a real championship dynasty. I wanted LeBron to win last year so bad.
You know what? I'll tell you this about NBA. This is why people have been turned off by the NBA. We're sick and tired, and we got sick and tired when it all started with the Chicago Bulls, how they dominated the NBA. People got tired of it. And this is how you do the NBA, and people are sick of the NBA because people want to see all teams equal, parity. And you're not going to see that in the NBA.
They have a salary cap. What's going on in the NBA, though, is players are actively just partnering up and saying, we're going to go here, we're going to go there. It's the fact that these guys have such strong friendships now from playing.
Oh, friendship. I love friendship.
I mean, that's really what.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with a good friendship.
Bosh, Wade, and James played together in AAU basketball.
Do they go to the playground together?
They might
probably
have.
They probably.
That's how they
how
ended up together.
How hot would Cleveland be, no pun intended, but how hot would Cleveland be if Manziel caught fire, to have Manziel and to have LeBron in that city? Come on, you got to admit, that would be as good as it could get.
I don't see Manziel being that type of a sexy play right now. All right,
but can he at least do as much as Peyton Manning can't to win games? Apparently,
Peyton Manning. There you go again.
If that defense breaks down,
that guy in the movie Jerk that hangs out in the mountains, and you're looking for Peyton Manning.
I talked to
you want to shoot his car or something.
I talked to my brother's roommate in college last night.
His brother's roommate.
He's one of the biggest.
He's shooting the oil cans.
He hates
these cans.
No, he's the biggest Broncos fan I know,
Mr. Markadunian.
So after talking to you guys about it, I texted him. I reached out to him. Talked last night.
Oh, what's he wearing tonight?
He is panicked about Peyton Manning.
Oh, like, really? He's panicked.
I'm telling you.
Is he panicked about being 7-0?
The fan base. Oh, God, the fan
that's
base
terrible.
Is
terrible. Terrible.
I feel so bad. Terrible.
Terrible.
He's a terrible. I'm so worried about him right now. He's 7-0, Village.
If your Cowboys were 7-0.
I would be happy.
Of course you'd be happy because that'd mean they're a lot better than they are.
Yeah.
You would be bitching about the play if he was doing that. You would be complaining. Oh my God!
If I was 7-0, you think I'd bitch?
I'm done on this.
Yeah, please be done.
I'm done because I know you.
Does Manziel have it or not? Can he be a playoff caliber quarterback?
According to Cowboy fan over here, his owner said that he would make a franchise relevant for 10 years. Yes, he would have fit right in Dallas with that Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, how good would that have been?
Yeah, craziness, more crazy training.
Well, he'd have to wait till.
Didn't they have to pull his son back? Or did the son have to pull Jerry back from turning in Manziel's draft?
I think that was something goofy like that.
His son.
Wait a second. You mean Steven actually
stopped his dad and pulled the card from him?
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Who doubts that that's true, though?
I don't doubt that.
I'm telling you. Anybody want to argue with me about Jerry turning him into a sideshow, I'm open
for
arguments.
No one denied that.
No argument here at all. Hey, if you like the show, folks, give us some love. The next time you're going to buy something on Amazon, you ever buy anything on Amazon?
Once or twice.
Well, before you do,
three or four.
Before you do, go to our website at notsofastpodcast.com. And what you do is click on the Amazon banner. It doesn't cost you anything, but we get the credit for the referral, and it helps us keep this show on the air. And us getting the credit is all that really matters. So before you go and buy something on Amazon, because you know you're going to do it anyway, go to Not So Fast Podcast, click on the Amazon banner, and we will thank you for it.
I can buy a donut then.
Let's do a campaign for two over here.
For what?
See who wants to see see how many other people want to join in with calling.
You know what? I hope to God they don't lose right now, because if they lose, you're just going to be all over. You're going to be trolling Peyton so much.
But he's that guy.
They're not that guy.
Yeah, they are. They're going to lose. Listen, they're going to lose a game, and it may happen this week.
And
it's
going to
be, I told you. I told you so. I told you.
No,
you're that guy.
Let's make a drinking
game.
You came on.
You're the king of I told you. You came in on Tuesday tooting your horn about Daniel Murphy not performing. You came in tooting your horn about the Royals beating the Mets.
You guys
are the kings of I told you.
No.
Oh no. I don't think
Daniel Murphy's a bad player.
You referred to him as a pedestrian player.
He is a pedestrian player.
That's not exactly a glowing endorsement.
What do you mean? Who would like to be an average player in the major leagues?
He's a pedestrian player. That's all he is.
There's a big difference between
cock and balls.
There's a big difference. Huge difference.
Let him play with his cock and balls.
Big difference between a guy that is
a player that likes to play with his cock and balls. Let him play. Go ahead, Jimmy.
If you hit 40 home runs in a season and then you hit 6 home runs in the playoffs.
I feel you. I know what you're saying.
You feel that?
I knew he wouldn't keep the rate up.
And I didn't even say he had to keep that rate up. I was just saying that he's an average player.
I'm not going to come in and say he's an average player. When the Broncos lose.
He's an average player, and you, my friend, you're anti-NFL if you jumping against Peyton Manning.
If Peyton Manning throws five interceptions
right
this weekend?
7-0. Well, if he does, you're waiting for that, aren't you?
He's done it. He's thrown three multiple times this year.
You're a walking troll.
All right, let's go. Next up.
Just fraud.
You know what?
Punt.
Hey, well, speaking of punt, didn't the Patriots get their ass handed to them last year, like 40-something?
Against the Chiefs on Monday Night Football.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
And
he's going to lose.
Everybody was calling for Brady's job.
Howard Cosell.
Kind of like you're calling for Peyton's job now.
That's what it happens. The fan base in New England was calling for the backup, whatever the hell his name is.
You
can't
stop Tom
Brady. Eastern.
You could only hope to contain him.
Speaking of
announcers. That's pretty good.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Speaking of announcers, what the hell? Why is everyone up Joe Buck's ass?
Oh, it's
it happens every postseason.
Now Seattle didn't even do the Seattle game.
He didn't even do the Seattle game. I watched that game. He didn't even do the game.
Once again, back to the society we live in. If you're not rubbing my ass and telling me everything's okay with my team, I don't like you.
Eh, he's got a point, but you know.
If I was Joe Buck, at some point I'd just get frustrated and say, enough of this bullshit. I don't need it.
Well, are you going to do, Mr. Joe Buck?
I'll go to HBO and do a show just like he tried with Artie Lang.
Please, whatever. You're not going anywhere. You know Troy Aikman rubs you the right way. And that guy, he pisses me off. There should be
Troy?
Yeah, there should be Cowboy fans pissed off at that guy. Every play he calls against the Cowboys. Anything that happens, he's against the Cowboys.
So he's actually being
objective.
Sensical.
He's being objective.
No. He is working the other way around to where anything that happens, he's not. I don't know what it is with this guy.
So he's overcompensating because he played
big
for the Cowboys.
Big time, T.O. Okay. Big time. That's the way this guy's operating. Watch the game. Anyone that's a Cowboy fan will tell you, this guy completely hates the Cowboys.
That's
funny. He doesn't hate the Cowboys.
Why would he
hate
them?
They had their big ceremony last week. Troy's down on
the
field. Right.
So what? He'll do that. He loves the accolades for that type of shit. But in any case, any play that happens out on the field, he's against the Cowboys.
Do you want him to wear a Cowboys tie during the presentation?
Well, I like for him to be like Moose Johnson up in the announcer booth. He calls.
That's why Moose is doing regional games still.
Yeah, that's why Moose is third tier.
Yeah. Well, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, where there's smoke, there's fire. And these two right now, I'm telling you, there's a lot of Cowboy fans pissed off at Troy Aikman because anytime something goes, he's like, oh, yeah, we ought to see that again. This guy hates us.
Why would he hate you, though?
Because he wants to be the guy that last one to win the Super Bowl.
No. God. He loves you, Jono.
He doesn't love
you. In the bottom of his heart, he loves you. And you know you love him.
I did love him.
Because he delivered three Super Bowl titles to your beloved boys.
It's over now.
It's over. It's been over.
But you can still look at those trophies fondly and remember what was what.
The Rams have more playoff wins than you guys do since 99.
Who the hell cares about the Rams? Who cares about the Rams?
More Super Bowls and more playoff wins than you since 99.
L.A. That's who cares about the Rams.
Yeah, they're going to L.A. Goodbye. So we'll watch the Cowboys every week.
You'll be happy. Okay, for you listeners.
Don't burn your stadium down either before the game either. That was a complete joke.
For you listeners.
Let's bring some fireworks. Oh, we're burning the goddamn field.
They've had two injuries the last two
we're
home games.
We're burning the field.
From people slipping on the concrete.
Someone get Jimbo's jacket.
Oh, that concrete
that
down
concrete's
there's
only been there for 20 years.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Nobody's gotten hurt.
It'll get you if you don't know how to walk on
whose
the
guys got hurt the last 2 weeks? What are you talking
where's
about?
Where's the water extinguisher?
I'm just saying, two people have been hurt.
Somehow the greatest show on turf never had an injury from walking on the concrete.
You know what he is? You know who he is?
Who?
Two's the guy.
Who is T.O.?
That slips.
He
walking
just said
into
nobody's
quick
ever
trip.
Got hurt.
Two in 2 weeks, and in 20 years, nobody else has ever gotten hurt.
So what are you trying
you're
to
the
say?
Guy. You're that
you're
guy.
You're the guy, Jimbo.
You're the guy that walks into Quick Trip and slips and wants to sue him.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
You're out of your – that's the dumbest thing you've ever seen.
I am.
You just said nobody's been
if
hurt.
I,
on
no,
concrete.
I didn't.
You just
I said in 20 years.
You said 20 years nobody's been hurt.
Yeah, now because two guys – did you watch him last week? What happened?
Reggie Bush?
Yeah, he was walking. It's not my fault or anybody else's fault. He can't walk.
Let's see.
Did you see it? Because before you opened your mouth, did you see it?
He
didn't run. He didn't get knocked into it. He was done and was walking.
I once
and
drank
slipped.
A hot so coffee is there, at is there McDonald's suing for 15
Is there
G.
a concrete track around every single dome stadium?
I don't know, and I don't
every
care.
Every time Jimbo says, listen, everybody, our audience at what?
Well, again,
where
when
are
he says
they?
Listen,
real quick, give it to us.
Our audience?
Yes. Where can they find us?
They can find us at notsofastpodcast.com. But I also got to tell our audience something.
And you can do a shot there. You can do a shot there. Every time Jimbo says, listen, everybody does a shot.
Yeah, you can drink from one of our fine whiskeys that we like to keep around for John.
Oh,
so for you listeners, the listeners of this very program, Not So Fast Podcast, Audible, I want to remind you, is offering a free audiobook download.
I love audiobooks.
With a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. We personally, look, I recommend doing this. If you haven't read The Martian, go to Audible and get that.
You know what I like about audiobooks? You can listen to it and then say you read it. We got something Danny, that's a winner.
I'm going to start calling you Costanza.
So to download your free audiobook today, just go to audibletrial.com/notsofast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/notsofast and download your book. I highly recommend The Martian. If you've seen the movie, do yourself a favor and read the book.
Read the book when there's the movie.
I've never even heard of it.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you can listen to it then.
I've never even heard of it.
And you know what? That's another thing that I want to talk about. When I was in high school, they used to make us read this book called
Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah, whatever. And I watched the black and white movie.
Yeah, you had Henry Fonda in it.
And I'm like, okay, I'm ready for this damn test. It didn't even have the stuff that the movie I watched it. I mean, it didn't have the same questions
or
anything.
You're Costanza. You are George Costanza.
It was rough. It was rough. And then my coach told me to guess all B's. And that didn't work either.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
You know, Jono, that when you have to guess, you're supposed to guess C.
He said B's.
He was wrong. You guessed C.
Did you know that, Jimbo?
I didn't have to guess.
Oh, I didn't have to guess. I'm too good.
All right. Have you any of you guys seen the new way the NHL is deciding the games? Is 3-on-3 overtime?
I loved it.
Is it working? Is it good?
I loved it.
Here's my thing, though. Let's line up a couple guys on the red line and then one defenseman on the blue line. Because basically what it is, it's a back-and-forth 2-on-1. That's basically what it is, which is fine. But why not do it? Let's do it like college and high school. If you go to overtime, you get 3 rushes with the puck, 2-on-1. Whoever scores the most goals.
I want to back this up even more about the NHL. I think these damn goalposts are way too close.
I think we need
to expand this out. You got 6'5" goalies in there. Their pads are covering the whole thing. They look like a spider.
They look like
there.
Jabba the Hutt in front of the goal sometimes.
I mean, it's impossible to get a lot of goals.
I think
last
a goal
night
is 4 foot high by 6 feet across.
You need to get this expanded another foot and a half on both sides.
First,
now
it's the rim in basketball. Now it's the goal in hockey.
I'm telling you, it's got to happen because these goalies got too much padding on. Their pads are much bigger than they used to be.
What do you want to do? Make the end zone 3 yards deep?
Well, mind you, right now, what we're seeing, people want to see goals. If you're not going to see goals, people are not going to get into a sport that you're not as good. This is not soccer. This is about America's sport. America thrives on goals. Everybody likes to score.
Hockey is America's sport.
No, but we like to score.
No, we do like to score.
We don't like to see a 1-0, 2-1 type of games. It's bullshit. What do you think about that, Jimbo?
We have a particular friend of ours that's not going to be. He disagrees with me. I've been saying this for years. Their equipment is too damn big. All you got to do, listen. Everybody wants to talk about let's bring back offense. It's very simple. Get rid of these huge pads. You cannot tell me. Go look at a picture of a goalie when Wayne Gretzky was scoring all these goals.
I'm saying.
Okay, and now you've got great talented players that score 35 and we think
How
it's great.
How big are these goalies now? They're 6'5", 6'6", 2".
So add that in. Add in how big the goalies are on top of how big the equipment is. And there's, I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's like guarding a goddamn gutter. I can guard a gutter.
Is it safe to say that Gretzky's records will never be touched due to the size of the goalies?
No, it won't. Not even unless they
can't even get close.
Yeah, won't even. No,
let alone the goals.
If the goal does expand a foot both ways or whatever, like I'm suggesting, I'm saying all the records stay the same. You can never beat the Mario Lemieux or the or the great Gretzky. One or whatever.
Yeah.
You can never touch those. Those will be on its own because you cannot make these goals bigger and then influence the scoring. But
precedent's already been set on that, though.
What do you mean?
You let Maris break Babe Ruth's record and play in more games. You added more games to the schedule, and he hit 60 home runs, 61. So,
but there's always a asterisk. Mm-hmm. Is that
asterisk?
I like that word asterisk.
If you ask anybody what's the most home runs in a season right now, well, obviously now we have the whole tainted steroid thing, but a lot of people will sit there and here's what I think's funny. You say this to people. Who has the home run record? Well, I refuse to say Barry Bonds or Mark McGwire, so to me, Roger Maris has it. And then I go, okay, so you want to discount them guys because they use PEDs. Well, we got to discount Maris because he played more games than Ruth.
He had 8 extra games, and he did it on the last game of the year.
Therefore, where does it stop?
Well, you can go back to Ruth, but then I can go back. Ruth got to play with a live ball versus the guys in 1918 who had to play with the dead ball.
It's all about the scheduling. More games.
It's a profit deal.
It's a profit deal.
Did you know Joe DiMaggio, his professional hitting streak, longest, is not 56 games?
What is it then?
It's longer with the San Francisco.
Tell us, man. Tell us.
He hit an over 70 straight in San Francisco.
Shut up.
He did too.
Oh, where the hell did you find out?
It's a Pacific Coast League record. Go look it up.
Whatever.
All right. So it's 3-on-3. Is this working? It's better than a shootout, right?
I'm okay with it. Last night was the first game I got to actually watch it just because of various reasons.
What a
reasons.
Great game. Our St. Louis Blues beat up on the Blackhawks 6-5.
Well, you hate the Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks, and I don't like anything about them. They all go to prison.
Did you see Connor McDavid's out for the year?
Is it the year?
His shoulder, yeah.
Oh, no. Well, see, that's what hurts the NHL time and time. Man, you get a young talent
that
like
wouldn't
that.
Happen to Tony Romo. He'd be back in 5 weeks.
I read a big article before we came in here about
two of the brightest. You wrote an article?
No, I read an article.
Oh, you read.
Two of the brightest young athletes. Harry Giles, who's the number one high school basketball player, tore his ACL at the beginning of this week. So they're talking about, you know, an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old that's being counted on to be, you know, the future of their sport, both going down within a week's time.
Didn't Michael Jordan suffer a bad foot injury when he
second
was very young?
Season. Yeah. Second season in almost the opening game of the second season, broke his foot.
So, I mean, it happens. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. It doesn't mean that.
Yeah. Yeah, it just sucks for the kid for hockey fans because this was supposed to be a really good one.
Well, all I know is my Tony Romo's coming back real fast, boys. He's going to save the season for the Dallas Cowboys. America will rise again, and we won't even need the military with its big 100-yard
flag.
Blow
it out your ass.
We will overcome.
Blow it out your ass.
I got something you can blow.
All right,
I tell you what. It's unbelievable his Cowboys have a real chance of making the playoffs because that division
Born
is so
to be
bad.
Alive.
It is time for, we used to do,
hey,
hats
hey,
off.
Hey,
but
is there one game, though, that you guys like for our people out there? Is there just
– No. Hey, if you want to pick – you got to go listen to the Ocho
all
Man
right,
behind
all
the
right.
ball.
That's my show.
Let me tell you something. You've got to go, just like you listen to this podcast, not so fast. On our Lineup Media Group, we have numerous podcasts for your varying tastes. But if you love to make a wager, whether it's with a friend or legally, if you have
and
that
it's
opportunity.
So damn fun.
Yeah,
it?
And let me tell you something. This guy to my right, who I'm very fortunate to have on my right for all these shows, he has a show called.
It's not the two now.
No, two's on the left.
Right.
Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball podcast is fantastic fun. It's great.
We do all right. Right?
It's hysterical, but yet you also give your plays of the week. And, I mean, you're running an astonishing
NHL, high. We give you NFL. We give you we'll give you a racquetball.
You're running about 75% or higher?
Well, we're pushing over 60.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, no way, 75%.
He's about 3 out of 4 every week. Yeah, occasionally he'll hit 2 for 4 and it'll bring him down.
I'm mostly 3 out of 4 wins is
what
I'm
saying.
Looking at. But you know
that
what?
Is 75%.
That is 75?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
we're doing damn good. And I tell you
what. That's why earlier I had to do the visual of the four Steeler wins.
I got to tell you guys, too, I do have my own track form that we sell at a local track, and we did go – 8 out of 9 races.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations.
We even know our horses on the show. So anyway,
the prognosticator.
Oh, you're just a good guy. I appreciate it.
No, but hey, yeah, seriously, you guys, if you ever want a good pick, go to the Ocho Man Behind the 8 Ball podcast and listen and good stuff.
All right. I like him.
Village Idiot of the Week.
It was going to be Jimbo, but since he gave me that plug.
off the hook.
You're off the hook, Jimbo. Mine's going to be Kobe Bryant. Why can't you one time, you village idiot, get along with your team one goddamn year, say, you know what, I'm not going to bitch with someone on the bench or someone on, just pass the ball one time. Make friends with your own team. Kobe, learn to like other people on your own team. You chase off everybody. And that ain't happening anymore. You're my village idiot until you show me something different this year.
Well, as much as I love you, and I appreciate that you did not make me your village idiot of the week after I said those glowing things about you.
I love you,
too. I have to stay honest to who I am, and you are all my village idiots of the week.
What?
And that is because the other day I tried to explain to you that they were idiots for benching Kaepernick for Gabbert, thinking he's the problem.
Get out of here.
And today, for all of our listeners, go to our Not So Fast podcast page.
Jimbo,
hang on, can I finish? It's my turn.
It's his village idiot move. Go. There you go again. Right. Jump in the gun.
Go. So all I'm going to say is, if anybody'd like to, go to our Not So Fast Facebook page, and I've posted for everybody.
Ooh, he's got his stats.
That's right.
There.
I've got my stats for two over here, who's a big stat guy, who wanted to try to tell me how bad Kaepernick
is. Got a stat for you there,
well,
boy.
Here's our 7-0 quarterback in Carolina, Cam Newton, who everybody's already saying might be the MVP this year. Okay?
It's because he's winning.
Now, hang on. Okay.
Oh!
I was being sarcastic.
You are going to be the honorary village idiot.
No, no, I like to change your mind, Tony, to that village idiot.
You're being hypocritical.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm telling you.
You're sitting there complaining about Kaepernick not starting. Shut up.
I'm saying he should start. His stats are comparable to Cam Newton.
He's not winning, though.
You're terrible.
It's all about winning.
You're terrible.
You've said that's the only stat that
terrible.
Matters.
You're terrible.
The quarterback is a leader. They lead the team. They manage the game. He's not winning.
No.
All right. No. Whatever.
Listen.
Okay. I like that, Jim.
Thank
that
you.
Was a
thank
good
you.
Job.
You're out.
All right.
That's it.
Jimbo's my dumbass.
Oh!
Village idiot. I mean,
okay.
He just made his
point. I'm going to get him back.
Okay.
I'm going to take my ball and leave now.
You are too for the horrible voice you've been doing all show. That is terrible.
I am taking the ball, and I'm leaving right now. Hey, subscribe to this show, Not So Fast, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, just go to any major.
I love audiobooks, boy.
Just go to any major podcast outlet and click subscribe after you search Not So Fast, and please
leave us
a five-star review. Email us, info@notsofastpodcast.com. Join us on Facebook, facebook.com/NotSoFastShow, Twitter @NotSoFastShow, and, of course, our brand new, gorgeous website, NotSoFastPodcast.com.
Hey, you know, Tony, since you didn't do a Village Idiot of the Week, I'm going to do another honorary one.
He's got another one.
I got another Village Idiot of the Week, and it's to our good friend, and we love him for all he does for us, but producer Chris evidently thinks we're all 5'8". For Christ's sakes,
well,
look at this.
Look at me. I'm just as tall as everyone.
I know.
Is.
What kind of anybody that's been to our Facebook page or anything?
I ain't complaining.
He's
no,
got
me
us all
either.
At 5'8",
you know why?
For
yeah,
Christ's
I know
sakes.
You're not going to. Same reason. I'll tell you what, that looks damn good.
LSU, Alabama.
Oh, I'm going to take Alabama.
Jimbo? Alabama.
LSU?
Okay.
I take
Clemson,
it
Florida
LSU.
State.
Clemson.
I'd like to see Clemson, but I'm going to say Florida State. Florida State's got their number.
Clemson. Clemson's a 13-point favorite.
Wow. I like Florida
That's
State.
That's a big number.
Yep.
That is a big number.
That's
you know,
why you turn into the Ocho, man.
Look, you got guys like Jimbo that you could be putting, and the guy will say you're going to miss the putt, and you'll miss the putt. And that's with Florida State and Clemson. Florida State can get under Clemson's brain, and they can make Clemson lose
his
game.
They can crawl up there and walk around, and
that
guy's
get under that
for
brain.
A while.
There's nothing better than watching Clemson's pregame when they ride around the stadium on the bus
it
and touch the
awesome.
Rock and run down the hill.
Hey,
it's great.
Hey, you guys, have a great weekend.
We're going to, baby. We are going to.
All right.
That's
good luck,
Jono.
Ocho.
That's Jimbo. That's
T.O.
I'm Tony.
That's
enjoy so your fast. Weekend. We'll talk to you next week here
Goodbye,
on Not
my friends.
So Fast.
Not So Fast. A
Lineup Media Group production. Find us online at notsofastpodcast.com. Plus, on iTunes, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Get every LMG podcast now at lineupmediagroup.com.